With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Forest County Pottawatomie community has seen a decline in the number of opioid overdoses in the last several years. One way they've reduced overdose deaths is by making Narcan more readily available. It's a drug that reverses overdoses and saves lives. As WXPR reported in October 2023, two Narcan vending machines were installed in the area. WXPR's Katie Thorson follows up on the impact they've made.
As the Forest County Pottawatomie Behavioral Health Manager, Shelby Daniels has watched opioid overdoses decline in her community.
Years ago, we had an overdose. It felt like every week almost, honestly. And now you hear of like once or twice a whole year.
The tribe has put in a lot of effort over the years to reduce overdoses and deaths. This includes public awareness campaigns, helping fund local law enforcement to hire drug enforcement officers, and building a $60 million community center to focus on healthy values. One of the latest efforts has been vending machines filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips.
They are absolutely being used.
Since installing the machines, people have taken about 500 Narcan kits and 200 fentanyl test strips. Two more vending machines have been added at two other locations. They've also added xylazine test strips and kits for safe sex, gun locks, and smudging.
Anything that would go towards harm reduction is what we're putting in there.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tracks suspected overdoses based on ambulance runs. In all of Forest County, that data shows overdoses going from roughly 30 in 2022 to less than half that in 2024. Items in the vending machines are free. Daniel says they don't track who takes what.
Not just people that are using these vending machines. It's concerned community members, family members, friends, everything. If, and hopefully it doesn't, right? But if and when it does happen to you, you'll be prepared and your loved one or friend won't have to pass away.
Daniels personally knows the power of Narcan, jokingly calling herself a Narcan baby.
I'm in recovery as well from opioids. I got sober on October 15th of 2015, and Narcan saved my life 9 times. And now I'm here helping others save their lives as well because Narcan saved my life.
The kits also come with resources for people to get treatment. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds people to make sure they have the ID they need to vote in the spring election April 1st. For most, that can be a driver's license or state-issued ID. The Wisconsin Elections Commission notes other forms of identification are valid for voting, such as military or student ID cards. To see if a card meets the requirements, visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. If you don't have an ID for voting, contact the Wisconsin DMV to start the process to get one. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Each summer, it seems like more lake beaches are shut down as toxic algae blooms spread across the water. While climate change is often blamed, new research reveals a deeper culprit, humans. Crystal Blair has details.
Researchers from Michigan State University used open data to study climate change in 24,000 U.S. lakes. Using new methods and satellite data, they found climate-driven patterns in algae levels across freshwater lakes. Michigan State ecologist Patricia Serrano, who co-led the study, has spent nearly 30 years researching what affects water quality. While climate change plays a role, she says human activity is the true driving force behind the growing problem.
We know what causes lakes to be greener, and it's agricultural runoff, urban runoff, extra nutrients that come from lawns. All of those things we've known for decades. That's what causes lakes to be green.
Serrano and her team found climate-affected algae in a third of the lakes, but not as expected. Only 4% had lasting algae growth, while 71% saw short-term spikes. The study reveals that sudden algae spikes often go unnoticed, making climate impacts harder to track. MSU researchers say their method helps fill this gap. Serrano adds that while human activity drives more blooms, lakes with less human impact are more vulnerable to climate change.
It's affecting the lakes that are fairly pristine now and are in pretty good shape. And this influences Michigan lakes, actually, because Michigan lakes have fairly good water quality already.
Serrano stresses the need for strong policies and regulations to protect waterways. Her team has a goal to study every U.S. lake using satellite imagery. However, she says she's deeply concerned that federal cuts could threaten their research. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
After much debate and discussion, and a referendum to boot, the city of Wisconsin Rapids has an ATV-UTV ordinance in place. Mayor Matt Zacher says they've opened one stretch of road for the smaller vehicles, but the rest of the city is off limits.
I was glad we were able to vote down all the roads, but work with what we had to create the ordinance to open up that road on Griffith County Highway Z to allow people to get from some trails to the other, at least from the towns that are open to the towns that are open.
Zacher says the move has settled the issue for now, but he wouldn't be surprised if it comes back in the future. A wildfire has consumed 720 acres in southern Wisconsin. The DNR says the fire broke out around 4:30 yesterday afternoon in the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area in Green Lake County. They're calling it the Big Island Fire. As of last night, two residences had been evacuated with six structures threatened but none lost. There are no reports of injuries. The fire is under investigation. The DNR urges the public to check fire danger before burning outside. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.